It is 4:43, your Thursday afternoon drive. How's it going, Treacle? You're keeping well? Of course, here on Sunbush Radio, we are reinstating our star interviews here on Dry Time. And I'm quite excited to bring to you someone that I know a lot of you have been asking for back here on Dry Time. It's none other than the beauty herself, Ria Sharma from the show Yedish Te Pyar Ke on Star Plus. Hey, Ria, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How's lockdown life treating you? Are you feeling good?
Yes, so far so good. The situation here is not so good, but yeah, I'm trying to take all the precautions.
Oh, that's a good thing. And Ria, I was going to ask you, I mean, how has lockdown life been for you? Have you learned anything new about yourself? Is there anything new that you're doing at the moment?
I'm spending time with my family, which I never used to get. Mm-hmm. And I'm reading a lot of books and watching good content on a lot of platforms. So that's a nice thing. Doing things for which I never used to get time. And also I've started like learning different choreographies or dance forms. So yeah, it's fun.
That's good. So that means you're keeping yourself occupied with all the things that you enjoy doing.
Yes.
The things that you don't normally get time to do because of shooting and the strenuous hours that you are putting into shooting.
Exactly. And my family is like very happy. Like finally, tujhe time mil gaya hamare saath. Like you don't have any other option. You have to stay at home.
Oh.
So but, yeah, it's fun.
Ria, how much are you missing?
It's not so good for all the people out there.
Indeed.
A lot of people are not having a good time like us. So I just hope we come out of this very soon.
Indeed. No, I agree completely. Ria, I was going to ask you, how much are you missing your other family, your Yedish Te Pyar Ke family?
I'm missing them so much, I can't even tell you. I mean, each day we pray like some good news come for us. Like we start shooting very soon, but I hope as soon as the situation gets better, the government will give a thumbs up and then we will start shooting again.
Indeed.
So yeah, we're just waiting for that.
It is, yeah, it's true. It's all about the health and safety of everyone first and then, yeah. You know, calm hoga. So all the best with that whenever that happens. But is there a WhatsApp group? The question that I like to ask is who is the most chatted person on WhatsApp? I mean, who talks the most on your group WhatsApp?
From Ye Rishte Hain Pyar Ke, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Who talks a lot? I think Kaveri, Kaveri who's playing Kuhu.
Yeah.
Ye Rishte Hain Pyar Ke. She is like very chatty. And and Mama Ji, who's playing Mama Ji on our show. They both are very active on our group. They keep posting pictures of what they cook and, you know, what they're doing. So it's fun.
Oh, that's good to hear that. Okay, so Ria, I want to know, obviously, it's been, you know, over a year now since Yedish Te Pyar Ke started. It's obviously done really, really well. How has it been for you in terms of your journey and how much are you loving the progress from where it was to where it is now?
It feels really overwhelmed to see so much love. We never expected that people will like our show so much. And also my character as Mishti, it has evolved and I've got to play so many different shades of a girl, a normal girl next door. So it's been fun and overwhelming as well. Yeah.
Oh, do you know, Ria, there's a lot of fans I've been saying about Dhire Dhire. It's been about a year now, obviously, since the Dhire Dhire, you know, went on screen. Tell us, I mean, the kind of moments for you. I mean, and how would you like to celebrate that kind of Dhire Dhire moment?
The Dhire Dhire moment, you know, it keeps coming every now and then in our show. But the song which we shot in Kutch was very amazing. I mean, the whole feel of the song, how we shot it, and it was very romantic and, you know, typical Bollywood kind of feel. So I think that was the most memorable songs I've done. I really cherish that song, Dhire Dhire. It's very romantic and, you know, you just feel like listening to it.
Oh, so, do you know, yeah, what? I played Dhire Dhire a short while ago, actually, on the radio, just to kind of celebrate that. So I know there's a lot of fans have been asking about Dhire Dhire. There seems to be a massive fan base. I think you guys, as in you and Shaheed, have added a new dimension to it.
I think the credit goes to our director who tries to keep the scene alive and to the point how the romantic scenes come out. And also the title track, the Dheere Dheere, plays a major part in it, because, you know, whenever they play the song in the background, everything just changes. It's like all romantic, and, you know, ke piche violins baj rahe, and, you know, it's very nice and it gets you in the mood.
It does. Rhea, talking about the whole journey, I mean, so where you started and where you are now with Yerishte, how was it at the time when you first started shooting with Shahid, and how has it been now? I mean, I know when you first start something, it's like being, you know, your first day at school. So would you describe it as that kind of moment, and now obviously your comfort level is a lot more?
Definitely, the comfort level is a lot more, because initially, I think it's with everyone. When you start shooting, and, you know, things are a little awkward, and, you know, as time goes, people become good friends and the comfort level is much more. Also, Shahid is a very very good co-actor. Actually, he never made us feel that, you know, he's done much work. Mm-hmm. Or he's more experienced in that manner. So I think, yeah, a lot of credit goes to him as well. Mm-hmm. That the scenes come out so good.
Okay, so we're going to come to some more questions about your chemistry, because obviously there's a lot of fans there who have been talking about your chemistry. But let's go back to you, because I want to know more about you and what you've been doing during lockdown. I mean, have you been watching any of these digital shows? Is there a particular show that you're watching that you rate quite highly?
Definitely. I've been watching Money Heist.
Yes.
Money Heist is my favorite. And I'm watching a lot of documentaries. Mm-hmm. On the issues around the world, and just, you know, trying to make myself more aware of what's going around. Also, I watch Hasan Minhaj. He's quite funny. I've been watching him lately, and I was like, wow, this guy is so cool and nice. So yeah, I watch him.
Rhea, talk about Money Heist. You're going to tell me who your favorite character is. Is there anyone in particular who stood out for you?
Professor, of course. He's my favorite.
Very good. Okay, Tika. And also, there's fans who want to know, I mean, from your fan club, they want to know, do you like cooking? And if so, what is your favorite dish that you've cooked during the lockdown?
I love cooking. I mean, I can't tell you how much I love cooking. That's one thing I've been spending most of my time in. And I try experimenting with a lot of things. But I think what I've mastered in this lockdown is making rajma, because it was very difficult initially to make, because it used to be a little raw or something, but then I learned how to, you know, make it really good. And whenever my family has it, they're like, oh my god, isse acha rajma to maine khaya hi nahi hai. So I think Punjabi dishes.
Oh,
I
yes.
cook a lot. Yeah,
lovely. Rhea, after the lockdown's been lifted, tell me, I mean, what's the one thing you're going to be doing that you just can't wait to do until the lockdown's lifted?
I think I'll go for a jog. I've been craving to go jogging. Oh. I mean, obviously when the situation is safe and all. But yeah, I would, I'm not very keen on going, on stepping outside as soon as the lockdown is lifted, because the danger will still be there, you know, mm-hmm. even if the government lifts the lockdown. Mm-hmm. So I won't adventure a lot. I'll try to stay home as much as possible until and unless the situation is perfect.
Yeah.
I'm very cautious that way. So
yeah, it's very apprehensive. I mean, even on the sets, there are a lot of health and safety measures will have to be implemented for yes. you know, actors and all the workers that are going to be on the sets to make sure that their health and safety mm-hmm. is going to be paramount. I want to ask you also, Rhea, there's a question here that I read a short while ago. Oh yeah, Namira, what's the qualities of your siblings that you like the most? What's the qualities that your siblings like the most of you?
My real life siblings, right?
Yes.
Okay. I think they find me very generous and loving. They think I love them unconditionally. Mm-hmm. So this is one thing they like the most about me.
Nice. That you're a generous person.
You can also ask the things which they hate about me. It's okay.
I think I should ask them the question, Diana.
Okay.
I think I should maybe ask them that question and see what they've got to say about you. But I'm sure they're going to give you lots of compliments and lots of yard. Ria, there's a question also here from Vidya saying, what's been the most challenging scene for you on Yerish De Pyarke? And has there been any kind of funny incident off screen that we don't know about?
Oh my God, that's a controversial question. The most difficult scene? When we were shooting the accident scene, when I fall in a pit and they get me out of the pit, it was a very tiring and exhausting scene. Plus, you know, for 2 days we were shooting in that pit and it was very, I can't explain, there was heat, there was rain, there was mud, and it was a little challenging also. And कहाँ सुनी तो होती रहती है अभी हम अच्छी चीजों के बारे में बात करें वैसे भी there's a lot of bad things going around.
That's
so
true.
Let's not talk about Kahasuni.
Tike, tike. There's a question also. I mean, you mentioned you like reading a lot of books at the moment. Grey Cell wants to know, what's your favourite book that you've read recently? And can you suggest some books that the fans can read as well?
I would suggest Ikigai. Ikigai is an amazing book. And Freakonomics is also really nice. You can try Freakonomics and How Not to Diet. It's a very scientific book on nutrition science. Like, a lot of facts are correct, and it's a very popular book. How Not to Diet. It's a very nice book.
Ooh, okay.
So yeah, these books are my favorite.
Nice, nice, nice. All to do with diet and food. Okay, Urvi, this very interesting question. If you could be friends with Mishti, what would be the one thing you would want to bond over with her the most?
Bond of the most, I think books and intellectual discussions. Yeah. And I think musty also, because Mishti is also very musty core and Ria is also very musty core. So we do a lot of musty. Yeah.
Ria, I was going to ask you about the look, because obviously before the leap was a different kind of Mishti to the one is after. Tell us, which Mishti do you prefer, the one before the leap or after?
I think the one before the leap. Yeah.
The Chashmish one.
Yeah, the Chashmish one. I really, really like that Mishti. She's very close to my heart.
There's also a question from Sasitar, I think, about the current track of Mishbeed. Are you happy with the screen space of Mishbeed? Because many fans have been asking about, you know, how much screen time you guys are getting. What would you say about that?
I think all those decisions are taken by the channel and the makers, and they do it for what works the best for the show. So I think I believe in them, and whatever we get, I'm happy with that. Because I know if you put all your hard work in what you do, you're ought to get whatever you wish for. So it's okay. Mm-hmm. I think I don't even bother about thinking that.
Good, yeah. Good to hear. Ria, I mean, if you were a producer, if you were the writer of your character for one day, what kind of position or what kind of area would you like to take Mishti's character? If you could do anything wild with her, what would you do with her?
I would want to show the side where, you know, Mishti is able to manage all the difficulties which come in the relationships. Like, no matter how many difficulties you face in your life and the relationships, but how to tackle those difficulties. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think Mishti is a very smart girl. Mm-hmm. So and how she handles the family, and how unconditionally she loves everyone who are close to her. So I would want to show that side of Mishti.
Nice, nice.
The
nice.
Innocent yet smart and today's girl.
TK. Yeah. Ria, I've got literally 2 minutes before the news comes on, so I want to quickly go through a couple more of these questions. First of all, there's a question about what was the hardest scene for you to shoot in Yerish there? Was there one particular scene that you found was probably a little bit more challenging for you?
I think the breakup scene. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a little challenging. Mm-hmm. Because I think in real life I haven't gone through any breakup, so yeah, it was a little challenging scene, but I was surprised, like, people really connected to it and they liked it a lot.
They did.
I mean, they were talking about it and I was really shocked. So it was a shocker. Yeah. As well as very I had to put in a lot of hard work. Uh-huh. That scene.
There's also a question here to do with your quarantine time. Have you been going through any childhood pictures during your quarantine? I know there's a lot of people that are going into the archives and finding some bits from years gone by. Have you done that?
No, I haven't done that because I think I've done that before. So I've stopped doing that. I keep doing that all the time. So I'm done with it. I'm too self-obsessed. I keep looking at the pictures. So not in quarantine. I'm focusing on other things.
Yeah. Good to know. Rhea, before you go, I do want to ask you about what's going to be happening with the show. As in, like, when things kind of get back to normal, where you start filming again, what can we expect in terms of your character and about the show storyline? Is it going to continue where it's left off, or will there be some kind of jump in the story?
Oh my god, that's the most difficult question, because even I don't know what's going to happen. We have left the shooting in midway, and I'm sure there will be a major development in the story because we're coming back after a long time. So because where we left the story, it was something different, but I'm sure there will be a lot of changes right now. So even I'm not aware about that.
Tika.
Once we start shooting, I'll let you know.
Tika. And Rhea, have you got a final message for all the fans, all your international fans, and of course all the fans that are listening at the moment?
Yes. A very important message I would want to give to all of you is that I know the times are very tough, but we have to go through all this. And the only thing we can do is stay at home and take all the precautions, which I'm sure you all must be aware about. Till now. And also one more thing, we should try and help people who are not fortunate enough like us, who are not able to get one times meal also. So we should try and help as much as we can to such people. And yeah, I think that's the message I want to give to all my fans.
Really appreciate those words. Absolutely beautiful. And you know what? It's so true what you just said. So thank you so much for your time. It's been so good talking to you, Rhea. What are you going
to
be doing?
It was fun talking to you as well.
Always,
thank you.
Always is. I mean, how is your head, by the way? Because I think last time when I met you, there you go. That's the amazing Rhea Sharma joining us live here on Subbrush Radio. If you missed it, you can listen back to it at subbrushradio.com after 6 p.m. today. Time for a check of the news headlines.